following Pelos 3-1 win over Grinnell here with junior Jasmine Aminga and senior Ella Corbin. I'll start with the senior Ella. First of all, what does it mean to be able to have this recognition tonight, have senior night here, and to be able to come away with a win?
You know, we've just worked so hard throughout this season and throughout the seniors' 3 and 4 years of playing on varsity, and it just means so much to be celebrated after all the work we've put in, and it feels really good for it to, you know, just kind of come to a close in a good way and to celebrate all that we've been through and done throughout these seasons.
Well, Jasmine, you've played with these girls for 3 years now. What's it like to be able to send them off? Still a lot of volleyball to be played, but to be able to send them off on a Tuesday night like this with a big win.
It's sad, but because I love them and I've loved playing with them like all the time. I think obviously this game didn't go exactly how we would have hoped, but I think that the way we were able to end and like just really come together at the end just shows like how much we all care for each other and just love playing with each other.
Well, and Ella, from last year's team to this year's team, it feels like the difference is when you get down, you can come back. Talk about what was said between sets 2 and 3 and how you were able to flip the script and I think do what you wanted to do from the onset.
Yeah, you know, volleyball is a super mental game and that's just what comes with playing volleyball. And so, yeah, really after that second set, we were like, all right, guys, we got to kick it into gear. This game has to be ours. And we knew that we had just had to get done what we knew we needed to get done. It was a lot of just unforced errors that second set, and once we cleaned it up, we were fine.
Well, and Jasmine, the thing about this team that is so different from maybe even the past couple seasons, it's not just Bailey out there. All of you are getting in on the offense, and that was the case again tonight. I think all of you had at least 7 kills between the 5 of you that regularly attack. What's it been like this year with the offense being so much more balanced, and how do you keep yourself in rhythm knowing that it can go anywhere on the floor?
Yeah, I think it's super helpful that we're all able to, you know, be effective on offense because it just creates that many more, like, openings on the court. It confuses the block a lot more. We're all able to draw a blocker, and they're able to, like, commit to us because they know that we're all a threat. Yeah, and I just think that it just also creates just some more, like, team unity, I guess, because there's a communal trust between everyone because you know, we know that Anna trusts us with the ball, and like we trust her, and we trust whoever she's going to give the ball to.
And I know you're very close to Anna, and I'm sure big congratulations to your cuz on 2,500 assists and many, many more to come, right?
Yes, I'm so proud of her.
And then Ella, this is a group of seniors this year. It's very rare, and Coach Peterson said this, that you have a team where all 5 seniors are big contributors. And I'm not trying to insult those from the past who may have been bench contributors, but what has that been like spending so much of your time on the floor with these girls? And I'm going to guess once the season's over, it's going to be very emotional because you guys played with each other for so long.
You know, it just feels so great to be able to play with such amazing people. And not only have we played all throughout high school on the floor together, but we've played since 4th and 3rd grade in volleyball. And it just feels so great for everything to come to fruition and everyone to just... yeah, just be able to play together, and these relationships that we've created are going to last us a lifetime.
Well, and Jasmine, the season's not over. Coming up, you've got your home tournament. You've got some awesome competition coming. We're talking number 1 in 5A Liberty. Mondorant, who is very close and has been all year in the rankings, haven't seen them yet this year, which is strange. Typically, you play them sooner. Knoxville's coming to town, a lot of really good teams. Your thoughts about this Saturday and how it's going to be a tune-up, knowing that you'll by then know who the postseason opponents are and how much is going into that, knowing that'll be a really good test for you.
Yeah, I think it obviously it's a great way for us to prepare for this weekend, and even last weekend at Urbandale, just facing some bigger 5A schools, I think we're really setting ourselves up for success by playing those bigger schools and just like getting in the mentality of, you know, like, how can we just fight? And I think all we have to do is just continue fighting, even against teams that, you know, maybe like we don't have, like they don't give us as much competition, but we have to still continue to just go all out every point and just, yeah, go all for it.
Well, and Ella, don't want to look too far ahead, but Monday night, you have your opportunity to clinch at least a 3-way tie for the conference at Pella Christian. How critical is it Monday to take care of business here in town in a big crowd, big environment rivalry, and to enter the postseason with some momentum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just talked about in the locker room about how every point matters and every practice matters, and I think that's really going to carry us into Monday. If we just focus in and get everything done that we need to, we can really pull out this win.
And Jasmine, last word for you. This team, I've talked to all the seniors at this point, and it's been a lot about what the horizon looks like. Well, the horizon's coming fast in terms of where you want to be in your season goals. How far do you feel this team can go, and what are the things you think needs to happen between now and hopefully early November so you're playing in Cedar Rapids for a chance at a title?
Yeah, no, I 100% believe that, you know, we can make it all the way to stay, all the way to the championship game. If we play our best ball, like, that is totally in question. I think it just takes... a mentality, like Ella said, is like huge. So we just have to be able to, you know, stay up even if things aren't going our way, and just know that, you know, we have each other's back. We love each other, and we play volleyball because we love it. And so if we can just stick with that and just play for each other, I don't think anything can stop us.
Senior Ella Corbin, junior Jasmine Naminga joining us here post-game. Pella Dutch Live, a 3-1 win over Grinnell. Congratulations, ladies. Enjoy the victory. We'll see you Saturday for the tournament, Monday for PC, and hopefully a nice long postseason run. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.